Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Three wide out to the left. Watson back to pass, looking, throws over the middle, and it's intercepted! Intercepted! Earl Thomas coming straight up the middle of the field into Houston territory! He will take it to the house! Earl Thomas with an 80-yard pick six.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What a moment for the new safety of the Baltimore Ravens, Brendan Gowden, on the Westwood One Radio Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I have looked and watched and wondered about the Ravens in free agency. I've gotten a lot of reactions. Want to get an opinion from Baltimore, though. So we're pleased to welcome Rob Long, part of the morning show of our affiliate in Baltimore, 105.7 The Fan. And Rob, when you see what the Ravens have done to this point, losing some of the veterans, the most recognizable names and faces in their defense, adding Earl Thomas, adding Mark Ingram, of course, the Joe Flacco trade, what's the sum of all these parts?
Well, that's the great question, because that's what the Ravens are. The sum has been greater than the parts, to be honest with you, especially on that defensive side of the football. Terrell Suggs is going to be a Hall of Famer. You're going to miss Terrell Suggs. Great personality, character. He's been a face of his defense. But the truth be told, Terrell Suggs had a sack and a half, I believe, in the last nine games of the regular season. He kind of lost a little bit down the stretch there and didn't get a whole lot from him. C.J. Mosley, very, very good inside linebacker. But you got to ask yourself, especially with his weakness in coverage, did you want to pay that kind of money for him? The Ravens know him better than everybody. It's not my money, but you know, one of the things going into free agency, I question, do you pay that much for an inside linebacker who is very, very bad in pass coverage? In today's NFL, you have to be able to cover. And he just couldn't do it.
Okay. What about Eric Weddle?
Yeah, again, I think, you know, Eric Weddle, you know, if you and I would have talked about this 2 weeks before, I would have told you the same thing. You know, he's a man who made the Pro Bowl a lot off of reputation. I asked the question before they announced whether or not, because we had a debate on the show, whether or not they were going to keep Eric Weddle. I asked people, give me one Eric Weddle moment. And no one could come up with it. You know, give me a moment. Give me an Eric Weddle moment. I go back to the Kansas City Chiefs game where, you know, several passes were thrown in the middle of the field that should have been defended, and they were not. You know, he was a tremendous safety, but over the past two years or so, not so much. So I really don't think – I think the Ravens are headed in the right direction. They're getting younger, and they're moving on. I like the moves, or the moves that they did make, I should say.
How do you like the addition of Earl Thomas?
Oh, man. Oh, Earl Thomas, you know, we talked about it on the show yesterday. It's arguably the best – safety of his generation. You know, he's going to wear a gold jacket one day, in my opinion. He is the best safety the Raiders have had since Ed Reed. I'm not comparing him to Ed Reed, because Ed Reed is going to put on a gold jacket, but he is the best cover safety they've had. And you talk about pass defense, he's that guy that can do that. He's a ball hawking safety in the middle of the field. When he's healthy, he's tremendous. That's the key, whether he's going to be healthy or not. I think he's hungry. After what happened in Seattle and how he left there, I think he comes into Baltimore hungry, ready to prove that he's still that guy.
Rob Long of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. What does Lamar Jackson need to learn, work on, improve on in this offseason?
Stay off social media. That's number one.
I mean, it really shouldn't be that difficult to not post a video of yourself breaking multiple laws.
Like I told you yesterday, Amy, Jared Tax, you know, there's certain things that we'll never understand that, you know, it's a different world now, but that is not smart. He has to learn how to be a leader, but honestly, what he needs to learn on the football field, I think it's just a matter of repetition. I mean, you know, whenever you have a new job, even when you're good at it, you need repetition to become better at it. From everything I hear, he has a tremendous work ethic. I hope that work ethic goes to the off season and he puts in the time and the work. I hope he gets with some of these receivers as well, the tight ends and the young wide receivers, and works with them, because timing and knowing what they're going to do, when they're going to break their routes and things like that, is very important. But I think he needs to marry himself to that playbook, and he needs to work extremely hard in the offseason. I think he has the talent to be the Ravens quarterback in the future. I think he can be a franchise quarterback. I like Lamar Jackson. But, in terms of being a passer, a pure passer in the NFL, he needs some work.
Okay, so then if we look at the model that helped them win 6 of 7 games last season and obviously win the AFC North, how consistent do you think they will be with the ball control game where he sometimes is running as much as he's passing?
Well, I think that's why they went out and got Mark Ingram, another running back. They're going to have a really good running game. But I don't think that I don't think what you saw last year is how they're going to move forward. That's not even what Lamar Jackson was in college. There's no way. I think what you saw was Greg Roman, more so than Marty Bornewick. I thought Greg Roman was great in putting in a running game and made it work last year. But I don't think that's the plan moving forward. You can't have that as a plan. Again, I saw Lamar Jackson play a lot of games in college, and that was never how he played then. I think what you saw was Greg Roman being a tremendous innovator and putting the system in place so that the rookie couldn't fail and get exploited early in his career. I don't think that's the model.
Is it going to be weird with no Joe Flacco there after all these years?
I guess in a way, yeah, it will be weird. I guess it won't be as weird, Andy, because we saw it at the end of the last season.
Sure.
You know, if Joe Flacco started 16 games, or if Joe Flacco only missed 3 weeks and finished out the season, and then you make this change, then it'll be a little weird. But the Ravens kind of prepared us for this already because, you know, Lamar Jackson, honestly, it's I would have to really sit down and think about Joe Flacco even quarterbacking last year, because the last, nine games of the season, we saw Lamar. And that's how the season ended. So it won't be as weird. I think, to me, it won't get weird until I turn on a Broncos game and see him in a Broncos uniform. Mm-hmm. It's less weird to see Lamar in the center. But it'll really be weird when I finally see Joe in a Broncos uniform. It's like when I saw Peyton Manning in a Broncos uniform. I'm like, wow, that just happened.
It's jarring, yes.
Yeah.
How much do you, considering what's been a bit of a roller coaster over the last 5 years, how much do you like the commitment to John Harbaugh?
I was not a John Harbaugh fan. I was not. John, I thought he was a good coach, but I did not know whether he was a product of having tremendous leaderships and multiple Hall of Famers on his team before. However, I was really sold on him last year. When he made that quarterback change in the middle of the season and kept it in stride, I compared it to, you know, you're driving down a highway and you change your tire without stopping the car. You know what I mean? That's what he did, in my opinion, last year. And he really won me over. And then I start thinking, when has John Harbaugh ever lost his team? When have you ever heard rumblings in the locker room about leadership in terms of coaching? Mm. He never has. You know, he's had a losing season when the year that Joe Flacco went down, although the season was going down before Joe Flacco's injury. That's not why they had a losing season. That was just a bad year. He's had a lot of transitions. He's had a lot of things happen in his organization, and he's never lost a team. And it didn't dawn on me until last year, and I went from being, you know, I'm not sure about John Harbaugh to, you know what, this man is a leader of men. You just don't have that often for over a decade in the National Football League. So last year made me really change my tune on John Harbaugh.
That's a great point. All right, Rob, before I let you go, is it true, yes or no, that you've never eaten Taco Bell?
I've never, ever eaten Taco Bell. That is 110% true.
Why?
I don't know, because it doesn't look appealing to me. It just, you know, I love tacos. Don't get me wrong. I love tacos. There's some great small Mexican places here in Baltimore that know me in the area that I live, Middle River and Perry Hall. But I've never once in my life said, hey, let's go to Taco Bell.
Well, what if I show up one morning and I'm doing a show there again and I've got Taco Bell? Would you eat it, or is this one of those deals where you're dying on this hill? You're going to live the rest of your life on this earth with no Taco Bell experience.
You know what? I never say never, and I refuse to die on any hill. So, I mean, if the situation If you brought me Taco Bell and you said, let's eat, I mean, I'm not going to let you watch me eat it.
No,
you
know, well, I wouldn't let you eat it all.
You're going to have to eat it with me. And then I'll probably eat some Taco Bell. But honestly, it's like, and I've had some late nights, Amy. And, you know, that's the place that's open real late. It's like in Baltimore, I think it's open like till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I've never said, hey, let's go to Taco Bell now. No. I'd rather go to the 24-hour Subway or something.
Oh, okay. Well, just for the sake of argument, this is one of these things I'm going to do one day so I can say I'm the girl that brought Rob his first and maybe only Taco Bell. I love that. I mean, who doesn't want to be the first? All right. So I'm going to let you get ready for your morning show. And he's the co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show on, this just minus Taco Bell, on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. That's our affiliate.
It's not sponsored by Taco Bell either.
No, I know it's not. That's just your deficiency. 6 to 10 Eastern Time. And you can follow him at Rob Long Sports. Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.